Well, having lost three straight, there's an eagerness and intensity about the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight as they take the field on this beautiful Friday evening. A little toasty out here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Nonetheless, we're ready, about set to go here in the fourth of six matchups between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream on kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. Ballers again dropping three straight to these Fayetteville Woodpeckers, looking to get back in the win column are the boys in the red, white, and blue out of the Chicago White Sox organization. Last night, 5-4 your score in favor of the Bad Guys. Ballers fell behind last night with a 4-0 deficit. Came back a little bit, though, in the bottom of the seventh inning, getting the game to a one-run game. Tying it in the bottom of the eighth inning, then top of the ninth inning, Fayetteville able to climb back into the lead and held on in the bottom of the ninth. Nonetheless, Ballers lose a close one last night. They'll go up on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight, hopefully, as it's a beautiful Friday night for baseball here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bit of a pint glass giveaway going on here at the ballpark. First 1,000 fans all receiving vouchers for a pint glass to be redeemed at the end of the night. On the field, Ballers rocking the all-white fit tonight. White tops, white pants, blue caps with Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Gray tops, gray pants, black caps, red brim with the Fayetteville F displayed on the front. About set to go here for baseball in Kannapolis. Brooks Gaswine, starter on the bump for the Ballers. The lefty will deliver the first pitch of the ball game here at 7:03. Jackson Hallmark, leadoff batter for Fayetteville, cuts on it, lifts it high and foul. Again, 7:03 is your game time, and your game time temperature is 92 degrees. It's a toasty one here in Kannapolis. Nonetheless, we're going to play some baseball here as Gaswine delivers the 0-1 to Jackson Hallmark. Pitch outside. We'll move now 1-1 on the Woodpeckers leadoff batter. Hallmark will be followed by Yuris Ramirez and Leo's Danny Molina here in this top half of the first. Gaswine in the bump delivers the 1-1. Fastball inside. We'll move it now again at 2-1 on Jackson Hallmark. Hallmark, one of basically all but three Fayetteville Woodpeckers batting under 220 on the year. Pitch swung on and fouled back. We'll go now 2-2, I should say, on Jackson Hallmark. Again, only three batters batting above even 240, 250 even here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Even one of them is on the injured list. That would be at Cody Orr. Hallmark with a 2-2 from Gaswine is low and away. We'll go now a full count on Jackson Hallmark. Rounding out the rest of the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, it'll be Quincy Hamilton, right fielder, batting fourth, the cleanup batter. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is Victor Mascai, the left fielder. Hallmark cuts on the 3-2, diving grab by Colson Montgomery for out number one. What a play over there at shortstop by the White Sox number one prospect. It's an L6 in the book. Colson Montgomery already getting the jersey dirty. Thankfully, we have wonderful laundry machines down in the clubhouse as it's already dirty, and there's now one out in the top of the first inning. Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, will dig in. Diving stop by Colson Montgomery on the first out of the ballgame. First pitch of the at-bat to Yuris Ramirez is in there, called strike one from Brooks Goswin. Goswin, the lefty from Evanston, Illinois, a northern suburb of Chicago. Goswin of the bump lifts the pitch foul, does Ramirez, quickly now 0-2. Victor Mascai, left fielder, will bat sixth. Batting seventh is the first baseman, Miguel Palma. Kennedy Corona back in the starting order for Joe Thon of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He'll bat eighth, and batting ninth is the catcher, Freddie Guillamo. Yuris Ramirez at the plate. Goswin delivers the 0-2 off speed outside. He'll move it now 1-2 on Yuris Ramirez. Goswin, a five-pitch mix guy, four-seam, two-seam, curveball, slider, change. He actually uses different pitches for different hand batters. 1-2 pitch inside. We'll move it now even at 2-2 on Yuris Ramirez. Entering tonight's game just above the Mendoza line at 200. Two homers, eight RBIs on the year. Ramirez, one of the lower slugging percentages as well in the team, at just 292 entering tonight's ball game. Goswin on the bump, 2-2 on the way. Check swing at the plate. He went around. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Brooks Goswin picks up strikeout number one of the night. It's number two on the outs column here in this top half of the first. So now bring up the three-hole man, and Leo's Danny Molina. Notable omission for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lineup tonight is going to be Logan Cerny, right fielder in last night's game. He had a diving grab. Gets rewarded with the day off. Pitch in there called strike one on Leo's Danny Molina. 0-1 is now your count. Again, Fayetteville Woodpeckers offense really has not gotten off to as great a start as many had hoped, as pitch is lifted high and foul by Molina. Moving now 0-2. Only one batter in the starting lineup, a batting above 215 on the year, will be Quincy Hamilton, who's on deck. He bats 298. 0-2 count, two outs. Bottom of the first inning, Goswin in the bump, delivers the pitch. Fastball outside, even now at 1-2 on Leo's Danny Molina at the shortstop. Goswin entering today 0-1 with a 5.85 ERA. He's a fourth-round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. Goswin, 1-2, swung on and grounded high and foul over there to first base. DJ Gladney makes the play. Goes down as a base hit, though, on Leo's Danny Molina. It is a base knock as the grounder ended up bouncing about a mile high from Leo's Danny Molina. It'll be a two-out base knock for Molina. Now Quincy Hamilton will dig in. High chopper over to first base. Gladney unable to get the throw in time. We'll move it now to Quincy Hamilton with one on and two out. Hamilton, the leader in most offensive categories for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch in there called strike one. 0-1 now your count. Quincy Hamilton leading the way, batting 298. He's got six homers and 19 RBIs so far on the year. Goswin, quick check of the runner at first, is not in time. We'll move it now to another 0-1. Hamilton, along with many other Fayetteville Woodpeckers, absolutely mashing left-handed pitching. Hamilton entering today batting 304 in 13 games against lefty pitching. Goswin on the bump, delivers the 0-1. Off-speed pitch up and away. Now 1-1 your count. Quincy Hamilton, Rossford, Ohio native, Centerville, Ohio native, 23 years of age. Spent last year with the Woodpeckers. 1-1 outside, 2-1 now your count. Hamilton, a fifth round pick in 2021 out of Wright State. One of the better guys on the roster for Fayetteville. Still looking to crack that top 30 list. Runner going on the 2-1 pitch inside of the plate. Throw to second is not in time. Stolen bag now for Leo Zanny Molina. As Molina swipes second base, it'll be another stolen bag on the year for Leo Zanny Molina. Now his 10th on the year. He's now 10-4-11 in stolen bases on the season. Now 3-1 count. Runner on a second for Hamilton. Gosswein looking to get out of a bit of a jam now as he gets a runner in scoring position. 3-1. Fastball inside, ball four. It's a walk for Quincy Hamilton. So now two on and two out for Tyler Whitaker, the third baseman. Tyler Whitaker not quite been the start he's wanted on of the year so far, batting just 146 entering at today's ball game. Leading the way in strikeouts with 59 on the year is the Las Vegas, Nevada native. Pitch outside from Gosswein, moving now 1-0 on at Tyler Whitaker, 6'4", 190-pound righty from Las Vegas, Nevada, third-round pick. He is listed as number 11 in the top 30 prospect list for the Houston Astros. 1-0 fastball in there called strike one. 1-1 now your count on Tyler Whitaker. Tyler had the night off last night in a game where the Fayetteville Woodpeckers ended up holding on, retaking the lead in the ninth. Ballers unable to come back. 1-1 swing and a miss. We'll move it now 1-2 on Tyler Whitaker. Waiting on deck is Victor Mascai, left fielder for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on a beautiful little toasty Friday night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Gosswein on at the bump. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. We'll have to do another 1-2. Brooks Gosswein, product of Bradley College in Peoria, Illinois. He's an Illinois boy through and through. 1-2. Swung on, lifted high, and foul down the left field line. Heads up over there by the Wayne Brothers picnic area. We'll have to do another 1-2 now for Tyler Whitaker. Ball was hit high and hard, but foul. If he had waited maybe a split second shorter, split second longer, I should say, probably the ball would have been on the left field berm, my guess. Nonetheless, 1-2 count. Delivery from Gosswein. Swung on, foul grounder. Down the third baseline, head over near the Fayetteville bullpen. We'll do it again now at 1-2. Fayetteville already in a bit of a offensive push so far. One hit from Leo's Danny Molina, followed by a walk by Quincy Hamilton. So two on and two out. Gosswein on the bump, looking to escape another jam here in this top half of the first. Lefty will have the signs. Here's the 1-2. Fastball outside. Count moves even now at 2-2 on Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker spent 29 games in 2021 with the Florida Complex League Astros. Batted 202 with three homers and six RBIs. 2-2 on the way. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Brooks Gosswein picks up strikeout number two on the night. It's Tyler Whitaker to end things here in the top half of the first. Bottom one headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Don't go anywhere, folks. Be right back. Misael Gonzalez, West Cath, and Colson Montgomery due up here in this bottom of the first inning here at Atriemouth Ballpark here on a beautiful Friday night. First pitch from Shea Berry to Misael Gonzalez is up and in on the head of Misael Gonzalez. He is not thrilled at all. Misa seeming to draw a lot of these hit-by-pitches as, again, first pitch from Shea Berry is up and in on the head of Misael Gonzalez. Quickly now, trainer Jeremy Niebusch will go out and chat with Misa just to make sure he's okay. Not a situation where you want to risk any injury here as he gets plunked with a fastball, does Misael Gonzalez. Again, Shea Berry on the bump for Fayetteville. Fastball, sinker, changeup, slider. As Misa will be okay, he's going to take a walk over to first base with Jeremy Niebusch, trainer for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Already a bit of a high escalation here at the ballpark. West Cath will now dig in as Misael is at first base safely on a HBP already from Shea Berry. Shea Berry, 24-year-old righty from UC Santa Barbara. Tarzana, California native, 22nd round pick in 2019, 676 overall, his third professional season is Shea Berry, a sinker ball pitcher on the bump, the only sinker ball pitcher for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch up and away to West Cath, 1-0, now your count. Looks like Misael Gonzalez is all good over there at first base. Decent lead there as Cath at the plate facing off against Shea Berry. 1-0 from the bump. Pitch is in there, called strike one on West Cath. Gonzalez again, decent lead at first. Berry on the bump, runner going. Pitch swung on by Cath, grounded to second. It's a hit and run. Ground out 4-3 for West Cath. Misael Gonzalez will advance on the play, though. He's at second base. That'll bring up Colson Montgomery with one out and a runner in scoring position here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We've seen Gonzalez and Cath at the plate. Now Colson Montgomery. Following him in the order will be Wilfred Veras, DH. DJ Gladney, first baseman, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is Ivan Gonzalez, the catcher. Batting seventh is Benjamin Bailey, left fielder. Logan Glass, right fielder, will bat eighth. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez. Pitch in there, called strike one from Shea Berry. 0-1 is now your count. Again, Shea Berry, the righty, on the bump. Left to right in the outfield for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It'll go Mascai, Corona, and Quincy Hamilton. 0-1 from Berry, swung on, grooved into center field. It'll drop in front of the center fielder Corona and be a base knock, maybe an RBI. Routing third, headed home is Misael Gonzalez. He'll score on the play. The ballers are on the board here in the bottom of the first inning, thanks to a Colson Montgomery RBI single. For Colson Montgomery, it's his 14th RBI on the season. Again, he spent only about half the year, to be all transparent here. He missed about 3 weeks with a precautionary holdout of an injury. Nonetheless, he's at first base. RBI single for Colson Montgomery. Wilfred Veras will now dig in. First pitch, swung and missed. 0-1 is now your count on Wilfred Veras. Colson Montgomery picks up another base knock, another RBI. Now it's seven straight games reaching base for Colson Montgomery. Pitch outside from Shea Berry. 1-1 is now your count. DJ Gladney awaiting on deck. 1-1 to Veras. Swung on, grounded over to short. Making the play is Molina. Flips underhand to second for one. Fire to first is in time for the inning-ending double play. Here in the bottom half of the first inning, it's a 6-4-3 double play to end matters here in the bottom of the first. But damage is done. Colson Montgomery, RBI single, puts the ballers on top. 1-0 here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Be right back with the bottom, the top of the second, I should say, on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the second here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Ballers lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 1-0 here as Colson Montgomery tallying an RBI single, giving Kannapolis a 1-0 lead. Brooks Goswine back out from their inning of action, delivers the first pitch to Victor Mascai, left fielder for Fayetteville, and they're called strike one. Goswine 0-1, swung and a miss by Mascai, now quickly 0-2 on the Woodpeckers left fielder. It'll be Mascai, Palma, and Kennedy Corona here in the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Goswine in the bump to lefty, making another start for Guillermo Quiros and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch swung on and fouled down the line. 0-2 is now your count. Goswine is seventh start of the year, fourth at home. Last time he started at home, back on May the 8th against the Down East Wood Ducks. He has faced Fayetteville twice already this season. 0-2 inside corner, ring him up, got him looking for out number one here in this top half of the second. Goswine picks up strikeout number three on the evening. It's the first out of the top of the second. It's Victor Mascai. Then now bring up Miguel Palma, first baseman, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch from Goswine, and they're called to strike one. Now on Miguel Palma. 0-1 is now your count. 0-1 on the way from Goswine. Swung on, lifted high, and foul off of the protective netting down the line. We'll move it now 0-2 on Miguel Palma. Goswine again making another start against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He's already got two starts against them already this year. 0-0, the 7.71 ERA. 4 2/3 innings total, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 5 walks, 8 strikeouts. Opponents batting .304 for Fayetteville against Brooks Goswine. 0-2 count. He'll kick with the right hand, throw with the left on the bump. Off speed pitch, swung on, foul tipped, straight back. We'll do it again now at 0-2. Kennedy Corona, center fielder, awaiting on deck here in this top half of the second inning. One out still. Goswine with an 0-2 count, delivers the pitch to Palma. Fastball just outside. Moving now at 1-2. Goswine thought that was strike three. Started to do a little strikeout strut out there. However, he will have to redo it. It's now a 1-2 count with one out. Pitch to the plate from Goswine is inside, and the dirt picked out by Ivan Gonzalez. We'll move it now to 2-2. Left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis, it goes Benjamin Bailey, Misael Gonzalez, Logan Glass, Wes Kath, Colson Montgomery, Wilbur Sanchez, DJ Gladney, left to right in the infield. 2-2 to the plate, swung on, grounded to short. Colson Montgomery, backhand grab, gets it, fires to first, it's in time. Four out number two, another solid play in the field by Colson Montgomery. He's already made a couple of those tonight. It's now two down, nobody on for Kennedy Corona, center fielder. Kennedy Corona, Maracaibo, Venezuela native, 5'11", 184 pounds from Maracaibo, Venezuela, acquired in a trade to the New York Mets. Pitch is off the plate, 1-0 now the count on Kennedy Corona. Actually acquired in the Jake Marisnik trade was Corona. 1-0 in the dirt, picked out by Ivan Gonzalez, 2-0 now your count. Goswine taking his time, delivers the 2-0 fastball, and they're called strike one. 2-1 now your count on Kennedy Corona. Freddie Guillamo, catcher, awaiting on deck here in this top of the second inning. Ballers lead 1-0 thanks to a Colson Montgomery RBI single in the bottom of the first inning. Goswine in the bump, 2-1, swung on and blooped into right center field. That will drop indeed in front of Logan Glass. It'll be a two-out base knock for Kennedy Corona here in this top of the second inning. Corona at first, now for Freddie Guillamo, the catcher. Gaswine delivers the first pitch to Guillamo. Swung on and foul tipped back. We'll have to do another one at 0-1 for Freddy Guillamo. Corona at first base. He's got mixed-matched batting gloves, it looks like. Or is that a slide protector on his left hand. 0-1 fastball inside. 1-1 now your count. Thought he had mismatched batting gloves for a second. I was like, I've seen and heard of guys that do mismatched shoes. Seems like it's the new thing going on in style. I don't know. Not really a big fashionista type. Pitch over to first base. It's a pickoff, set not in time. 1-1 is now your count. Starting to get more and more into the shoe game, honestly. Big fan of those Puma MB01s. Of course, can't go wrong with a pair of Jordans. Gaswine, quick pickoff. The runner at first. They nail him over there at first. Does Gaswine as Kennedy Corona is tagged on in the play. It's a pickoff attempt for Brooks Gaswine that ends up being successful. And it's the strangest 1-2-3 outing for Brooks Gaswine here on the bump. Bottom second head your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers lead 1-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. DJ Gladney will lead things off with the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the second inning. As arm back on the bump is Shea Berry. Gladney wasting no time. Hits a grounder past the third baseman into left field for a first pitch single. One pitch, one base runner for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's Gladney over there at first. Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, will now dig in with one on and nobody out. DJ Gladney wasting absolutely no time as he's now been on base for the last 9 games consecutively. Again, we're keeping track of some of these streaks here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers offense up here in the press box. A lot of guys have been finding ways to get on base, and that's become a big emphasis for Guillermo Quiroz, the Kannapolis Cannonballers offense. Pitch outside, 1-0 now the count on Pudgy Light, as they call him down there. Ivan Gonzalez, 1-0 now the count. Round Rock, Texas native. Attended school at the University of West Virginia. Gladney has to dive back into first. Pickoff attempt from Shea Berry is not in time. 1-0 now your count. Shea Berry only his second start on the year. Made his 2022 debut back on May the 14th against the Carolina Mudcats. 1-0 in there, called strike one. 1-1 now your count. One start for Shea Berry, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He did allow the earned run on a sacrifice fly. 1-1 runner going at first, pitches outside of the plate, throw in a second, is not in time. TJ Gladney now three straight games where they have stolen base for DJ Gladney. He is also 3-for-3 in that number. Gladney using the wheels. Gets in scoring position now for Ivan Gonzalez. Count is 2-1 at the plate. Berry delivers the 2-1, swung on, golfed through the hole into right field. It'll drop and be a base hit and RBI. Rounding third, headed home is DJ Gladney. Play at the plate. Gladney slides in. He's safe. Ballers take the lead. 2-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ivan Gonzalez, RBI single. Nice play by the Kannapolis Cannonballers to garner some offense here in this second inning. They've got RBI singles from both Colson Montgomery and Ivan Gonzalez. Benjamin Bailey will now dig in. He had a 2-for-4 night last night with two RBIs to his name. Benjamin Bailey, Vista Alegre, Panama. Outfielder, 6'4". Pitch outside. 1-0 now the count on Shea Berry. Ivan Gonzalez now at first base. Bailey returning to the lineup on a two-game hit streak at the moment. 1-0 swung and missed. We'll do it again now at 1-2. 1-1, I should say, on Benjamin Bailey. Shea Berry, now that he's allowed two runs into this one, ERA definitely going up for sure. Already up to a 9 ERA. Pitch outside, 2-1 now the count on Benjamin Bailey. Shea Berry, one earned run in two innings last time out so far. He's gone one inning in plus in total. He's already allowed two here. 2-1 in there now, 2-2 the count on Benjamin Bailey. Logan Glass, right fielder, waiting on deck. Here in this bottom of the second, 2-2 to the plate. Check swing at the plate. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says our infield umpire in Michael Corbett. Benjamin Bailey is down on strikes for out number one here in this bottom of the second. That'll bring up the eight-hole man in Logan Glass. Logan Glass, Mustang, Oklahoma native. We'll dig in for his first at-bat of the night. First pitch is outside from Berry. 1-0 now the count. Glasgow with no batting gloves again. First time in a hot minute that Logan Glass has done the no batting gloves approach. Pitch outside, 2-0 now the count on Glass. He did it last game, actually. Didn't play in last night's matchup. However, he is on a sneaky three-game hit streak, despite not necessarily getting the start he wants this year, batting just 172 entering tonight. Glass on a three-game hit streak. 2-0 outside now, 3-0 the count. Glass working patiently here against Shea Berry. Berry, a 22nd round pick in at 2019. 3-0 outside, ball four. Logan Glass draws a one-out walk here in this bottom of the second. Ivan Gonzalez will walk to second base, and now two on, and still just one out for La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Time called now as John Kovalik, the pitching coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, will go out and have a chat with his arm in Shea Berry again at Tarzana, California native, product of UC Santa Barbara. 22nd round pick in 2019 against the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. On the bump is Shea Berry. Spent 10 games with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in 2021, 2-1 with a 6.59 ERA, 27 in the third innings, 20 punchouts. Wilbur Sanchez will now dig in, the Caracas, Venezuela native. Two on and one out. Big opportunity here for Wilbur Sanchez. Shea Berry on the bump to 6-2. Righty delivers the pitch outside to Sanchez. 1-0 now the count. Shea Berry listed at 6'2", 195 pounds. Wilbur Sanchez, a little smaller, 5'10", 160 pounds, is La Chispa. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog. 1-0 fastball escapes the glove of Guillamo over his head. It'll go down as a wild pitch on the play. It'll allow both runners to advance. Ivan Gonzalez the third and Logan Glass the second. 2-0 count, one out. And in this bottom of the second, ballers already lead 2-0. Wilbur Sanchez, another top 30 prospect here in the Chicago White Sox organization with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-0, time called to the plate by catcher Guillamo. There are no arms warming for either bullpen. Infield is playing in with the runner at third and still just one out for Kannapolis. 2-0 from Berry. Off-speed pitch off the plate. Check swing, did he go? No, says Michael Corbett. 3-0 now your count. Infield shading in for Fayetteville. The speedy Wilbur Sanchez at the plate. 3-0. Fastball outside. Ball four. Now bases are chuck full of ballers here as it's two straight walks for Shea Berry. Back to the top of the order now with Misael Gonzalez, who was plunked with a fastball in the very first pitch of his at-bat. Berry on the bump. First pitch is an off-speed pitch off the plate, but it's called a strike by Shea Graham. 0-1 now your count on Misael Gonzalez. Decent leads in every bag. 0-1 from Berry. Gonzalez lifts this one high and foul. Heads up over there near guest services. A couple interns working guest services tonight. Down the first baseline. Over near the roasted corn and Boomer's Grill area over there as well. A bunch of cheesesteaks and roasted corn. Man, now I'm getting kind of hungry up here. 0-2 in the dirt, picked out by the catcher Guillamo. He loses sight of it. However, it lands into fair territory. Shea Berry had eyes on it. We'll have to do it again now at 1-2 on Misael Gonzalez. Wes Kath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Here in this bottom of the second inning. 1-2 count, one out on Misael Gonzalez. Was plunked the fastball last at bat. He is still looking for his first official at bat of the ball game tonight. Misa, as they call him, batting at .234, two homers. Berry, deep breath on the bump. Here's the 1-2. Off-speed pitch off the plate. We'll move it now. 2-2. Looks like there is an arm that is starting to get loose out there in the bullpen for Fayetteville. Looks like it's Carlos Calderon getting loose out there. 2-2 count. One out. Berry, deep breath, delivers the pitch. Swung and a miss by Gonzalez for strike three. Off-speed pitch had Misa fooled. Now two down here in this bottom of the second for Wes Kath. Bases loaded. Big spot here for Kannapolis. Pitch is in there from Berry, called strike one. 0-1 now your count. Runner at third, Ivan Gonzalez. He had an RBI single back a couple of batters ago. And two straight walks from Logan Glass and Wilbur Sanchez. 0-1 off speed, swung and a miss by Kath. 0-2 is now on the way. for Kath. Shea Berry looking to escape a bit of a rough start so far. He has only allowed two runs on three hits. 0-2. Check swing at the plate. West Kath goes around for strike three. The bases will remain loaded, and that'll be the end of the inning here for Kannapolis in the bottom of the second. Top third, head your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be right back here from Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis leads 2-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Ballers lead 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. Brooks Goswine on the bump for his third inning of action. Freddie Guillamo will dig back in. First pitch is an off-speed pitch in the dirt, picked out by Ivan Gonzalez. 1-0 is now your count on Freddie Guillamo. It'll be Guillamo then to the top of the order in Jackson Hallmark and Yuris Ramirez for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the top of the third inning on a beautiful Friday night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Packed house here, enjoying a beautiful but toasty night for baseball. Pitch outside. 2-0 is now your count. Warm night at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still plenty of great options, though, to stay cool. Let's get a glass of ice water, maybe a cold Pepsi. 2-0 grounded foul down the line. 2-1, and now your count. Of course, can't forget about any of the drinks over at the right field bar. One of the best selections in the area here, as time called. West Kath pitched a foul ball over to some kids in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. He's got to go retrieve it, make the play again, making sure the foul ball is off the playing surface. We'll now have a 2-1 count on a Freddie Guillamo. I'm always a big cheerwine guy on a hot summer night, sitting watching a ball game. Nothing beats a good cold cheerwine. 2-1 inside, 3-1 now your count. Of course, can't go wrong with the Pepsi either. Cold water, always a reliable source of hydration quenching as well. 3-1 from Goswine. Swung on, grounded short. Colston Montgomery, he is nothing but water. Pitch over there is flipped first in time. Four out number one here in this top of the third inning. It's a 6-3 ground out for Freddie Guillamo. Jackson Hallmark, leadoff batter, will now dig in. DH, 0-for-1 on the night. The important part of a hot summer night, though, is you can enjoy just about any drink, except for, like, an obviously, like a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or something like that. The important part is a snack. You got to pick a good ballpark snack. Pitch outside, 1-0, now your count on Jackson Hallmark. But dad's always a big popcorn guy. That's my dad. He's a big popcorn guy. not so much of a salty snack guy, unless it's a bag of pretzels. Pitch fouled back, 1-1, now your count. I'll tell you what I've been addicted to as of late is those stinking twisted honey wheat pretzels. Oh my goodness. I think I got a couple other of the front office folks up here at Atrium Health Ballpark addicted on those as well. 1-1 outside. We'll move it now 2-1 on Jackson Hallmark. I don't know what it is about those. It's like a bag for like $3 or $4. You can find them at basically any store around here. They're just so stinking good. 2-1 fouled down the line. We'll move it now to 2-2 on Jackson Hallmark. Feel like you got to go with something sweet at the ballpark as well. Of course, you can't go wrong with Dippin' Dots or down the right field line. We've got the soft serve cart now. Serving soft serve in our souvenir helmets. I still haven't had one of those yet. Need to get one of those souvenir helmets. Toss it up in my man cave. Goswine on the bump. 2-2, top third, delivery to the plate. Off speed pitch up and in on Jackson Hallmark. 3-2, now your count. Sun's starting to slowly fade away here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Setting in for some nighttime baseball. 3-2 outside, ball four on Jackson Hallmark. It's a one-out walk for Brooks Goswine. Goswine delivering another walk. It's his second walk of the evening. He'll now bring up Yuris Ramirez, second baseman. If you're tuned in to the broadcast, feel free to tweet at the team at KCKCannonballers, I should say, at KCannonballers. Feel free to tweet in, what's your favorite ballpark snack? Pitch is swung on, grounded, foul. We'll do it at 0-1. You can drop me your favorite ballpark snack. Use the hashtag BoothBanter. Give me some of your favorite recommendations for a good ballpark snack and drink combo. Goswine on the bump. 0-1 count, one out. Runner at first is Hallmark. Time called at the dish by batter Yuris Ramirez. We'll have to await the 0-1 even longer. Goswine working quickly. 0-1 off speed. Swung and a miss by Ramirez. 0-2 is now your count. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop awaiting on a deck. Goswine, quick check the runner at first is not in time. We'll have to await the 0-2. Goswine already with one successful pickoff attempt tonight. It was Kennedy Corona back in the second inning. Actually finished up the inning here in the second. 0-2 count, one out. Decent lead for the runner at Hallmark. Off-speed pitch inside to Ramirez. We'll move it now 1-2 on Yuris Ramirez. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic native, 23 years of age, an international free agent signee in 2015 by the Houston Astros. He's been in the system for about 6 or 7 years now. 1-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. It'll be another punch out for Brooks Goswine. It's a swing and a miss from Yuris Ramirez. It's now the second strikeout of the night for Ramirez. It'll now bring up Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch swung on and fouled back by Molina. We'll do it now at 0-1. One count, two outs here in this top of the third inning. Ballers lead 2-0 thanks to a couple of RBI singles from Colson Montgomery and Ivan Gonzalez here in this one. Quick pickoff attempt over at first base. He's safe. Goswine working the quick pickoff attempt. Just misses the runner at Hallmark at first base. 0-1 now your count still on Leo's Danny Molina. 0-1, swung on, lifted high, and foul by Molina. 0-2, now your count. Brooks Goswine, Evanston, Illinois native, a former Bradley College southpaw. He's actually lowered his ERA in each of his past four outings. It got as high as a 10.29. He's already gotten it down to a 5.16. Runner going on the 0-2. Molina cuts on it, pops it up into shallow right field. Should be playable, though, as that actually won't even get out of the infield. Wilmer Sanchez will camp under it and make the grab. It's a P4 in the book for out number three here in the third. Bottom three headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis leads 2-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Colson Montgomery will lead things off here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the third inning. First pitch from Shea Berry on the outside part of the plate, but it's 1-0 now on Colson Montgomery. Wilfred Veras, TJ Gladney will follow in the order. 1-0 in there, called strike one now on Colson Montgomery. 1-1 now your count. Berry's 1-1 off speed pitch off the plate. 2-1 now your count. Colson Montgomery, 1-for-1 already tonight. He had a RBI single back in the first inning. It's Carlos Calderon continuing to warm up for Fayetteville down the line. 2-1 grounded over to third base. Making the play is Miguel Palma. He'll step on the bag for out number one. It's a 3-U for out number one here in the bottom of the third inning. Wilfred Veras will now dig in. Wilfred Veras, 19-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. 0-for-1 of the night, grounded into a double play back in the first inning. Pitch is outside, 1-0 now the count on Wilfred Veras. Again, Shea Berry back out for another inning of action. He's now gone into his longest outing of the season. Pitch is outside, 2-0 now the count on Wilfred Veras. Longest outing of 2021 for Shea Berry was 5 innings against the Carolina Mudcats. Back on June the 30th of 2021. Pitch is low, 3-0 now the count on Veras. Berry again only one start so far this year. He's gone 2 innings. Tonight he's gone 2 1/3. He's still dealing with Veras. 3-0 on the way to the plate. Pitch is inside, ball 4. Veras didn't even move at the plate. He stood there like a statue. Veras gets a free pass with one out here in the bottom of the third. DJ Gladney will now dig in. He's got a single, a stolen base, and a run scored here in this one. First pitch from Shea Berry is an off-speed pitch off the plate. 1-0 now your count on DJ Gladney. Again, he's got a single in tonight's ballgame. Gladney, the former Chicago White Sox ace program graduate, 1-0 outside. We'll do it now again at 2-0. 2013 to 2018, DJ Gladney, part of the White Sox ace program, and drafted in 2019 as a 16th round pick by the Chicago White Sox. Groomed to be a Chicago White Sox is DJ Gladney. 2-0 lifted high and foul. It looks like it'll land just in the area of section 101. Looks like it's row D. First baseman in Miguel Palma will take his time for sure, walking back over to first base. Could have went and got a cold soda and a bag of peanuts in that time it took for Miguel Palma to walk back to first base. Shea Berry on the bump. 2-1 count, delivery to the plate. Swung and a miss by Gladney. 2-2 now the count. Gladney had one intention with that ball, and that was to put it into the loop. Over the left field berm outside of gate 3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Had bad intentions of that swing. 2-2 on the way from Berry. Swung and a miss by Gladney for strike 3. He'll be down on strikes for out number 2. Here in this bottom of the third, Ivan Gonzalez. Catcher will now dig in. 1-for-1 of the night. He's got an RBI single back in the second. Ivan Gonzalez, Round Rock, Texas native. Pudgy Light, as they call him in the show. Pitches outside. 1-0 now the count on Ivan Gonzalez. Again, Carlos Calderon getting warm down the line for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We're in number 41 is Calderon. 1-0 outside, 2-0 now the count. Ivan Gonzalez, Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder awaiting on deck here in this bottom of the third inning. Ballers lead 2-0, two RBI singles. Both from the man at the plate, Ivan Gonzalez, and the White Sox number one prospect, Colson Montgomery. 2-0 is lined into right field. It'll drop and be a base knock for Ivan Gonzalez. He's now 2-for-2 on the night. He's got another single to his name. Wilfred Veras advances to second on the play. Ivan Gonzalez now 2-for-2 with an RBI in tonight's ball game. It'll now bring up Benjamin Bailey, left fielder. Bailey wiggling the bat over his right shoulder. Some bright red batting gloves as well on his hands. Pitch swung on and fouled back into section 202, it looks like, over there. Heads up play. Nice grab over there. Nice play by our upper club season ticket holders. Heads up over there. Nice play. You don't see many foul balls end up over there in those four rows of seats. Time is called now. Wilfred Veras has to tie his left shoe. It's a good reason to call time. You got to tie your shoe sometimes. Benjamin Bailey wiggling the bat. 0-1. Swung on and lifted in the air. Center field. Kennedy Corona. Center fielder, though, will barely have to move. He'll camp under and make the grab for out number 3. We're through 3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers do hold a 2-0 advantage over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, still searching for their first win of the homestand here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. Be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Quincy Hamilton, right fielder, lead things off here in this top half of the fourth. Ballers lead 2-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They're searching for their first win of the series here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quincy Hamilton will lead things off, followed by Tyler Whitaker and Victor Mascai. Gosswine back out on the bump, delivers the first pitch inside. 1-0 now the count on Quincy Hamilton. Gosswine holding the glove over his face, delivers the 1-0. Off-speed pitch, slipped out of his hand, it looks like. Up and in on Quincy Hamilton, moving now at 2-0. Setting up to be a fantastic weekend here at the ballpark. Again tonight, great crowd. Tomorrow, Armed Forces Day, rocking the camo tops tomorrow will the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-0 is in there, called strike one. 2-1 is now your count. If you're in the area, be sure to come on out to Atrium Health Ballpark tomorrow night. Doing a jersey auction for those nice camo jerseys. 2-1 is inside. It looks like it plunks Quincy Hamilton. It'll be a hit-by-pitch for Brooks Gosswine. And now a runner on with nobody out here in this fourth inning. It'll bring up Tyler Whitaker, third baseman now. He struck out back in the first inning. Couple other games going on in the Carolina League tonight. Down East Wood Ducks leading the Carolina Mudcats by a score of 2-0. The top of the fifth over at Five County Stadium. Charleston River Dogs beating the Augusta Green Jackets 6-0 down in at Charleston. Bottom third there, 6-0 already in favor of the River Dogs. Good game going on in Salem. Salem Red Sox, Lynchburg Hillcats, 5-5 your score in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch inside to Whitaker, 1-0 now your count on Tyler Whitaker. Bottom of the third in Delmarva, Shorebirds leading 6-4 over the slumping Fredericksburg Nationals. Haven't been able to get many wins their way. 1-0, hard bouncer over to third base. West Cath unable to corral it. They're going to give it a base hit for Tyler Whitaker, I should say. West Cath will not be charged with an error on the play. It was a funny hop over there at third base. That'll now be two base runners for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Victor Mascai, left fielder, now dig in. Pitch is outside to Victor Mascai. 1-0 is now your count. Gosswine already two base runners and nobody out here in this inning. 1-0 from Gosswine. Could have missed by Mascai. 1-1 now your count. Victor Mascai 0-1 on the night. Entering tonight batting just 209 on the season. Again, Fayetteville's lineup, only two guys in the active roster at the moment that are batting above 215. 1-1 outside, 2-1 now your count on Victor Mascai. Again, you mentioned the struggling Fredericksburg Nationals trailing 6-4 to the Delmarva Shorebirds. Fred Nats have been slumping as of late on a four-game losing streak, about to be five. Outside now, 3-1 the count on Victor Mascai. Fred Nats came into town here and absolutely destroyed the Kannapolis Cannonballers on offense, winning 5 of 6 on the week. Kannapolis actually went up there last week and picked up 4 wins out of 6 games. 3-1 iffy call, according to our trackman up here in Ty Cryan. However, that'll be now bases loaded for Brooks Gosswine to deal with. Victor Mascai gets a free pass. Now bases loaded and absolutely no outs on the board. John Eli, pitching coach, will come chat with Brooks Gosswine. He's now got Miguel Palma on his hands. One more game to note on as well. Columbia Fireflies against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3-1 your score there. Myrtle Beach leading 3-1 over the Columbia Fireflies. Again, the Pelicans currently sitting in first place in the South Division, best team in the Carolina League by 5 games. Lynchburg Hillcats sitting on top of the North Division at 20-15 ahead of the Fredericksburg Nationals, who are again on a 4-game losing streak, about to be 5 tonight it looks like so far. They're already trailing to the Delmarva Shorebirds in the fourth inning up at Arthur Purdue Stadium. Miguel Palma will now dig in. It's Brooks Gaswan here in this fourth inning. Hit by pitch, single, and a walk. Gaswan, deep breath on the bump. Deliver the first pitch to Miguel Palma. Pitch inside, 1-0 now your count. Ballers two games under 500 at the moment. On a three-game losing skid, these Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who have now established themselves as a little bit better than the basement of the South Division. 1-0 outside, now 2-0 the count. Woodpeckers sitting at 15-21 entering tonight's action. Four games ahead of the Columbia Fireflies, who are in sixth and last place in the South Division. Columbia actually the worst team in the Carolina League at the moment. 2-0 grounded just foul down the third base line and over near the Wayne Brothers picnic area. We'll do it again now at 2-1. Myrtle Beach and Columbia, that's actually a matchup of the best and worst team in the Carolina League. Columbia playing host to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization are the Pelicans. They'll be here in mid-June for the first time ever. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans will come visit the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-1 on the way from Gaswan. Fastball inside. Count now goes 3-1 on Miguel Palma. Ballers don't go to Myrtle Beach this year. They don't go to Charleston at all this year. They don't go to Delmarva, so no trips for the Ballers anywhere near a beach. They will go to the mountains, though, in July. They're headed to Salem. 3-1 popped up high and in the air in right field. Logan Glass, right fielder, will camp under it and make the grab for out number one. He'll have to chuck it in, though, as the runner from at third tags up. It's Quincy Hamilton. It's a sacrifice fly for Miguel Palma for out number one, and F9 in the book. Nobody else moves up on the play. Hamilton will score, though. That now cuts the lead for Kannapolis to 2-1 for in favor of the good guys. Kennedy Corona will now dig in with two on and one out in the inning. Kennedy Corona singled back in the second inning. Gaswine 3 1/3 tonight, four strikeouts. He has allowed three walks. However, it's been kind of a smooth night so far. Pitch is swung on, lifted high and deep into right field. Logan Glass makes the grab on the run. Fires it into the infield in time. Runner at second and Whitaker will advance on the play. So now runners on the corners and two down for the nine-hole man and Freddie Guillamo. Kennedy Corona put a charge into that ball. High and deep into right field. Logan Glass had to cover a lot of ground out there. Ended up making the play just on the edge of the warning track, though. Did Logan Glass. That'll bring up now nine-hole man in Freddie Guillamo, who is 0-1 on the night with a ground out. Brooks Gaswan, if he's able to escape this unscathed other than just one run, would be a nice play here. Pitch swung on and grooved into left field. Benjamin Bailey will chase after it. It'll land, though, on down the off the wall. Scoring is Whitaker on the play. Mascai will round third, and he'll opt to just head back. It'll be a RBI double for Freddie Guillamo. Whitaker scores on the play. Mascai to third. Guillamo is at second with an RBI double. Now we have a tie ball game on our hands here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Woodpeckers tie it 2-2, your score. Back to the top of the order now in Jackson Hallmark. Hallmark 0-1 on the night. Lined out in the first inning to Colson Montgomery on a diving effort by Colson. It's a SportsCenter top 10 play, in my opinion, over there. However, nobody asked for my opinion, so I'll stop giving my opinion. Pitch is outside, strike one on Jackson Hallmark. I guess if you're tuned in, you technically are maybe looking for my opinion in some fashion. Giving you a look at the Kannapolis Cannonballers ball game. If you're not here at the ballpark, pitch swung and missed, 0-2, now your count. Appreciate you as always tuning in on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream, kcballers.com. MILB First Pitch app. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. Do a couple of road games as well here and there. Pitch is outside, 1-2, now your count. I believe tentatively the next series I'll be able to deliver some road broadcasting for you will be in about 2 weeks. Ballers will be in Augusta against the Green Jackets. I'm going to head down for the weekend. Go give you some action on the road. I think it'll be just for the weekend, nonetheless. A couple extra road broadcasts for our wonderful Ballers fans. Keep up with the team on the road. Ballers will be on the road for 2 weeks after this six-game set is complete with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-2, swung on by Hallmark, lifted high and deep into center field. Chasing after it is Misael Gonzalez, camps just shy of the warning track and makes the grab for out number three. So the game is now tied as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers do score a couple of runs thanks to a sacrifice fly and a RBI double from Freddie Guillamo to tie now at 2-2 your score. Bottom four headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan Glass will lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He'll be followed by Wilmer Sanchez and Misael Gonzalez here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tie ball game now. Fayetteville comes back and gets two runs here in the top of the fourth. Bottom four now, though. Logan Glass takes the 1-0 down low from the new arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Count is 2-0. 6 foot, 175-pound righty from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, 20-year-old Carlos Calderon. The righty on the bump will relieve the starter in Shea Berry. 2-0 is in there, called strike one. 2-1 is now your count. Carlos Calderon, 20 years of age. Opening day starter back on April the 8th here at Atrium Alpha Ballpark for Fayetteville. 2-1 cut on and missed. We'll do it again now at 2-2. Calderon combined with Ernesto Jaquez back on April the 20th in Augusta. Struck out a combined 17 Augusta Green Jackets. 2-2, swung on and grounded back up the middle. Played on the mound by Calderon. Underhand flip to first in time. Four out number one, Logan Glass on a 1-3 ground out. Four out number one here in the bottom of the fourth. Wilmer Sanchez will now dig in. He walked back in the second, still searching for his first official at bat. Carlos Calderon actually spent some time last year as well with the Woodpeckers. 1-0 with a 3.09 ERA and 19 punchouts in the final four games of his 2021 season. Showing bunt at the plate is Sanchez. Gets it down and lands foul. We'll have to do it again at 0-1 on Wilmer Sanchez. La Chispa, as they call him in the biz. One of the higher-ranked prospects in the Chicago White Sox organization, sitting at number 22 in the top 30 list. 0-1 count, delivery from Calderon. Fastball upstairs. We'll move it now 1-1 on Wilmer Sanchez. In two appearances on the year, for Calderon against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Not too shabby. 1-1 inside, 2-1 now your count on Sanchez. Two games, 8 1/3 innings. 5 hits, 4 runs, 5 walks, 11 punchouts. He's also hit 2 batters along the way. 2-1 on the way from Calderon. Fastball in the dirt, scooped out by Guillamo. We'll do it again now at 3-1. Top of the order in Misael Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Bottom four, Ballers and Woodpeckers. It's 2-2. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, sun is just about gone for the night. Pitch is upstairs and in, ball four. Now for Wilbur Sanchez, he draws another walk here into this bottom of the fourth inning. He's now 0-for-0 with 2 walks on the evening. Back to the top of the order now in Misael Gonzalez. Taking a close eye at some of the Carolina League tonight. Ballers trail by 8 games to the division-leading Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization. They're 3 games back on the Augusta Green Jackets. We're in Charleston playing the River Dogs tonight. Ballers need to get 3 games back to move into third place. That top three, though, in the South Division, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, and Augusta, seem to have separated themselves from the other 3 teams in the division. Pitch outside, 1-0 now your count on Misael Gonzalez. Of course, Augusta and Charleston playing tonight. Charleston with a win tonight and a Myrtle Beach loss would set up a tie in the South Division. 1-0 grounded foul, 1-1 now your count on Misael Gonzalez. Again, Carolina League playoffs are back this year as well. First half will end on a Friday about mid-June or so when the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are here. This is when the first half and the second half split. Runner going on the 1-1. Gonzalez puts a charge into this ball into center field. Chasing after it is Kennedy Corona and makes the grab for out number 2 in the inning. Wilbur Sanchez was running on the play, tried to advance, and he's tagged out at first base. He is tagged up by Kennedy Corona. The relay is in time for out number 3. It's a double play here to end the fourth inning. Top 5 headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Tie ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. New arm on the way for Kannapolis. So we'll return. Well, there's no use bringing the cleaning crew in because we're getting messy tonight here on the mound. Tyson Messer, first pitch at the top of the fifth inning to Yuris Ramirez in there called strike one. Yuris Ramirez will lead things off here in this top of the fifth inning. Pitch is up and in on Yuris Ramirez. Looks like he gets the better half of that fastball from Tyson Messer. Looks like Yuris Ramirez is okay on the play. However, he's looks like he's processing what just happened. Looks like the athletic trainer, Miss Sarah, will go out and chat with Yuris Ramirez. Fayetteville's got a couple of trainers, Eric Braun being their main guy. Looks like Yuris Ramirez, though, will jog over to first base. All right. He is hit by a pitch from Tyson Messer. And now one on, nobody out for Leo's Danny Molina. Messer, 2-1 with a 9.45 ERA, 6 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs, 11 walks, and 6 punchouts. A bonus batting, .320 against Tyson Messer. Ninth round pick in 2019 out of Campbell, fighting Camels over there in the Big South Conference. Pitch outside, 1-0 now your count on Leo's Danny Molina. Messer pitched back on the 17th on Tuesday night. Third of an inning, 1 hit, 1 strikeout. Pretty clean outing from Tyson Messer. 1-0 to the plate. Slider in there called strike one for Messer. 1-1 is now your count. Messer, a two-pitch mix guy. That's all he's got and that's all he needs. Fastball and a slider for Tyson Messer. 1-1, runner going on the pitch. Molina cuts on it, fouls it off. 1-2, now your count. Runner in Ramirez will have to jog all the way back to first base. Infield umpire and Michael Corbett was giving him a stare down until he started jogging back to first base. Ramirez tried to stay put at second, however, couldn't coerce his way into staying put there. Decent lead, though, at first for Ramirez. Molina at the plate. 1-2 from Messer. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. Heads up over near the right field terrace. Over near gate one, it actually bounces. Looks like it bounces out of the ballpark completely. It'll roll into the ticket office. Box office out there, Atrium Health Ballpark. Home of Dana Shaw, Walker Brook, Patrick Hicks. Newest member of the front office, Harris Hennessy, also. Had to give him his first shout out on the broadcast. 1-2, swung on and fouled back. 1-2 will remain the count. Leo's Danny Molina at the plate for Fayetteville. 1-for-2 in the night, singled back in the first inning. 1-2 from Messer, swung on and lifted high and deep into left field. Benjamin Bailey's going to look up, and this ball is going to fly out of here. It's a two-run shot for Leo's Danny Molina. It's his fourth home run of the year, and now Fayetteville takes the lead here in this top half of the fifth inning. It's a two-run shot from Leo's Danny Molina. 4-2, now your score here in Kannapolis. 397 feet off the bat of Leo's Danny Molina, 97 on the exit velo. The home run for Leo's Danny Molina. Scores now 4-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 83 feet on the maximum height. Ball was hit a country mile, as they say around here. Quincy Hamilton, right fielder, now dig in. He is still searching for his first official at-bat. He's got a walk and a hit-by-pitch. Messer on the bump, delivers the pitch to Hamilton. It's inside. It'll move now 1-0 on Hamilton. We are able to close the book on Brooks Goswine here in tonight's ball game. He actually does lower his ERA for the fifth consecutive game. Pitches inside, 2-0 now your count. Goswine, 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs both earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Again, he does lower the ERA for the fifth straight time. 2-0 fastball outside, now 3-0. Tyson Messer looks like he can't quite find the handle on the mound. Can the former Campbell righty? 3-0 on the way for Quincy Hamilton. Pitch to the plate, fastball right down Broadway for strike one. Kind of a get-me-over fastball from Tyson Messer. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, awaiting on deck. Ballers now trail 4-2 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 3-1. Swung on, foul back by Quincy Hamilton. We'll do it now on a full count. The former Wright State outfielder, Quincy Hamilton. Get Full count. Nobody out. Woodpeckers now lead 4-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Messer on the bump. Full count offering on the way. Swung on, and it's big league pop-up in foul ground. Looks like it'll be over near the Woodpeckers dugout. Indeed it is. Wes Kath makes the play for a P5 in the book for Quincy Hamilton. He's now 0-for-1 on the night. It's the first out here this fifth inning. Now Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, will dig in. 1-for-2 on the evening. Tyler Whitaker, Las Vegas, Nevada native. Again, 1-for-2 on the night. Pitch is in the dirt, unable to be scooped up by Ivan Gonzalez. However, it doesn't matter. Nobody's on base. 1-0 now your count. Bishop Gorman High School product is Tyler Whitaker, one of the powerhouses of athletics out in Las Vegas. 1-0 in there, called strike one. 1-1 now your count. Messer on the bump, a short relief guy. Longest out of the year has been an inning. 1-1 in there now, 1-2 on Tyler Whitaker. Messer listed at 6 foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old. Born in Raleigh, a product of Lillington, North Carolina. 1-2, a scorcher over to third base. Wes Kath makes a backhanded stab, fires over to first in time. Nice play by Wes Kath, 5-3. Put out of Tyler Whitaker for out number two. Now Victor Mascai will dig in 0-for-1 tonight with a walk back in the fourth inning. First pitch of the at-bat to Mascai, and they're called strike one. Tyson Messer, 0-1 now your count. Messer, 0-1. Fastball outside, 1-1 now your count, even on Victor Mascai. Struck out looking back in the second inning, one of Brooks Goswine's four strikeout victims. Tyson Messer so far looking for a clean outing, a foul ball back here off the window here at Atrium Health Ballpark's press box. I was ready for it. I was going to make a grab up here, up to over to my right. It would have either landed in my lap or official scorer Jimmy Lewis. Probably hear the thud of my crowd mic here. 1-2 from Messer. Off speed, ring him up, got him looking. Tyson Messer picks up a strikeout to end this fifth inning, but damage is done. Fayetteville does take a 4-2 lead on a two-run shot from Leo's Danny Molina. Bottom five headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be right back after a quick break. Thank you. West Cath, Colson Montgomery, and Wilfred Veras will do business here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cath cuts on the first pitch and misses for strike one. 0-1 is now your count. Carlos Calderon back out for another inning of action here in this bottom of the fifth. Pitch is outside, 1-1 now your count on at West Cath. Scottsdale, Arizona native, 1-1, swung and missed, 1-2. Now your count. Calderon again back out there. Second inning of action for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Relief of Shea Berry. 1-2 to the plate. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. Now your count on West Cath. On quite the streak is Cath. He's 0-2 tonight. However, entering tonight, he's got a 15-game on-base streak. So far, not able to reach base in this one. Let's see if he can change that. 2-2, swung and missed at the plate. Strikes out instead here in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading off. He's now got two punchouts on of the night. Colson Montgomery, 1-2 in the night with an RBI. We'll dig in. Colson Montgomery, Holland, Indiana native. Again, 1-2 on the night. Pitch is low in the dirt, picked out by Guillamo. 1-0 now your count on Colson Montgomery, number one prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization. A lot of eyes in the national media on the Kannapolis Cannonballers, strictly because Colson Montgomery is here and tearing it up. Pitch outside, 2-0 now your count. Montgomery sitting just below 300 at the moment at 299. He does have two home runs on the year as well. 2-0 fastball outside, 3-0 now your count on Colson Montgomery. Calderon can't find the strike zone against the Holland Hammer, Colson Montgomery. Wilfred Veras awaiting on deck. 3-0 on the way from Calderon. Fastball, get me over pitch for strike one. Hitters count 3-1 now on Colson Montgomery, rocking the bright red batting gloves. Out there with a two-tone bat. Calderon on the bump, 3-1. Swung on, hit up the middle, in through the hole into center field for a base knock. Colson Montgomery, multi-hit game. Had he done it last night, it would have been a five straight multi-hit games. However, Montgomery picks up another multi-hit game nonetheless. Doesn't matter how many in a row he's got. However, it is nice to see Montgomery picking up another multi-hit game. It's multi-hit game number 7 on the year for Colson Montgomery. He does lead the team in multi-hit games with 7 now. That'll bring up Wilfred Veras, DH. One on and one out. Veras cuts on the first pitch and misses on the off speed. 0-1 now your count. Veras drew a walk back in the third inning. It was a 3-0 count. And he didn't even make any attempt on the 3-0. He just stood there like a statue. 0-1. Off speed, off the plate, 1-1 now your count on Wilfred Veras. One one to the plate from Calderon. Pitch upstairs, 2-1 now your count on Wilfred Veras. On a bit of a hot streak earlier this week was Veras. Again, he finished up that series in Fredericksburg on an absolute tear. 4-for-4 day on a Saturday, and then he had a home run that ended up being the difference maker in the win on a Sunday up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 2-1 grounded foul, 2-2 now your count. Two count, one out, bottom five. Ballers trail by two. Calderon's pitch swung on and fouled straight back by Veras. We'll have to do another 2-2. DJ Gladney awaiting on deck. Gladney's got a single, stolen bag, and a run scored in tonight's ballgame. In what's turned out to be a really beautiful night for baseball. packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark, enjoying a wonderful Friday night. Veras charges a 2-2 high and deep into right field. Chasing after it is Quincy Hamilton, though. He's able to camp under it and make the grab for out number two. It's an F9 in the book for Wilfred Veras. A high towering fly ball is caught by Quincy Hamilton. It's now DJ Gladney will dig in, first baseman. Anytime Wilfred Veras hits a high fly ball, you immediately take notice. Veras gets some high exit velo on just about everything he hits. First pitch fastball up and in on Gladney. 1-0 now your count. Calderon working around 91, 92 miles an hour with his fastball. Hitting in two-thirds with a strikeout to his name. Montgomery at first with a decent lead. Calderon to the pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, makes the play. Fires to second in time with a force out. Montgomery is pulled out on a 5-4 for out number three. DJ Gladney grounds out into a fielder's choice. That'll do it here for the fifth inning. Top of the sixth. Headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be right back with all the details on everything you need to know here at the top of the sixth inning. Ballers trail 4-2 to the Fayetteville Woodpecker. Tyson Messer back out for another inning of action for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He has a potential here to set a season high for his longest outing of the year. He's only gone an inning in his longest outing. However, with the batter at the plate in Miguel Palma looking to make it a bit of a longer outing here for Tyson Messer. Pitch in there called a strike. 1-0-1 is now your count on Miguel Palma. He'll be followed by Kennedy Corona and Freddie Guillamo. 0-1 from Messer upstairs on Palma. 1-1 is now your count. Miguel Palma 0-2 on the day. Grounded out back in the second. Flew out back in the fourth inning. Looks like Bowen Plagey starting to warm up out in the pen for Kannapolis. 1-1 now. 1-2 the count on Miguel Palma. Messer with one more strike and set his highest outing of the year. 1-2, swung on, fouled back, heads up over there as it hits off the Atrium Health Ballpark sign right into the glove of one of our season ticket holders down in section 106. I mean, he didn't have to move. He stood up, turned around, and the ball landed right in his glove. Nice play down there in section 106. 1-2 count. Nobody out on Miguel Palma. Delivery from Messer. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tyson Messer now has two straight punch outs. It was Victor Mascai to end the fifth inning. Now Miguel Palma for the first out of this sixth inning. That'll now bring up the eight-hole man in Kennedy Corona. Corona center fielder, 1-for-2 on the night, singled back in the second inning, flew out in the fourth. Corona cuts on the first pitch, fouls it down the line. We'll move it now 0-1. Bowen Plagey, former Auburn Tiger, out there warming up at the pen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Would be the third different arm used by Guillermo Quiroz and the Ballers tonight. 0-1, check swing at the plate. Did he go? No, says Michael over there at first base. Michael Corbett, our infield umpire. Shea Graham behind the plate tonight here on a beautiful Friday night for baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 fastball for Messer in there, called strike two. 1-2 is now your count. See, this is where I've been a little critical of Tyson Messer. He hasn't gone many long outings. He's only gone about an inning or so in his longest outings. That's why the ERA is so high. 1-2, foul back. 1-2, it will remain. If Messer's able to go longer outings, it would definitely lower the ERA. Obviously, his ERA is sitting right now at over 10, 10.13. ERA on the night for Tyson Messer. However, with longer outings, if you're able to produce more outs, you're able to lower the ERA. Corona puts a charge into the 1-2, lifts it high in the air and deep into the corner in left field. Ball lands foul. We'll do it now at 1-2. Kennedy Corona, one of the peskier hitters in the lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Out of Maracaibo, Venezuela, 22 years of age. Spent all last year at the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hit two home runs, 22 RBIs. Pitch outside for Messer, 2-2, now your count. Corona's already matched that total on the year so far. Two homers last year with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in 57 games. Now he's currently at two home runs on the 2022 campaign. 2-2 from Messer. Cut on and lifted foul. Another 2-2 on the route. Bowen Plagey continuing to warm up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the sixth inning. Another beautiful night for baseball. Messer on the bump. We'll set. Two-pitch mix guy. 2-2. Lifted in the air high into left field. Benjamin Bailey camps under it. Looks like he's going to have to come in on the play. And he'll make the grab out there for out number two. F7 in the book for Kennedy Corona. So two straight outs for Tyson Messer. Actually, he's been able to settle down after a hit-by-pitch and a home run. Five batters, five outs. Nine-hole man now, Freddie Guillamo, will dig in. Along the way, Tyson Messer picking up two strikeouts as well. So despite giving up the hit-by-pitch and the home run, which now allows Fayetteville to take the lead, Messer with a solid outing as of recent. Pitch inside, 1-0 now, the count on Freddie Guillamo. Guillamo a double back in the fourth inning. Messer on the bump, 1-0. Swung on, grounded sharply over to third. West Kath makes the play. Fires over across the diamond in time to DJ Gladney for out number three. 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the sixth. Bottom six headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ivan Gonzalez lead things off here at the bottom of the sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, facing off against Carlos Calderon. Pitch lifted high and foul by Ivan Gonzalez. 0-1 is now your count. Gonzalez on the evening, 2-for-2 with two singles, including an RBI single back in the second inning. Gonzalez, Benjamin Bailey, and Logan Glass do up here in this sixth inning against Carlos Calderon. 0-1 swung and missed by Gonzalez. We'll move it now 0-2 on the Round Rock, Texas native, Ivan Gonzalez. Calderon sets on the bump, 0-2. Swung on, fouled back. We'll do it again now at 0-2 on Ivan Gonzalez. Gonzalez on the year so far, batting .298 with three home runs. And one of the offensive leaders for the Kannapolis Cannonballers all year. 0-2, strike three call on Gonzalez. He's down looking at strike three for out number one here. This bottom of the sixth inning, Benjamin Bailey will now dig in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bailey 0-for-2 on the night in a multi-hit game in last night's ball game. Cuts on the first pitch and misses for strike one. 0-1 now your count. Benjamin Bailey returning to the lineup after a stint on the injured list. 0-1 pitch is inside, scooped out by catcher in Guillamo. 1-1 now your count. Bailey last night 2-for-4, the double, a triple, two RBIs, a run scored. 1-1, tapped foul, he'll do it again now at 1-2. Benjamin Bailey favoring righty pitching so far against Bailey. Bailey batting .318 against right-handed pitching. 1-2, fastball outside corner, got him looking. Carlos Calderon, two batters, two looking strikeouts here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Logan Glass, right fielder. Glass 0-for-1 on the night, grounded out back in the fourth inning and a walk in the second. Mustang, Oklahoma native, 22nd round pick in 2019, just 20 years of age, 6'4", 215 pounds. Pitch in there called strike one on Logan Glass. Calderon, 0-1, fastball inside. We'll do it now again at 1-1. On a glass. Calderon, 2 2/3, three strikeouts so far in his outing. In relief of Shea Berry. 1-1, cut on and missed by Glass. Back to the batting gloves. We'll do it again now at 1-2. Glass trying to change up the mojo. Back to the batting gloves. He was going old school, no batting gloves. 1-2 from Calderon. Pitch in the dirt, picked out by Guillamo. Another one coming at 2-2. Logan Glass, one of the taller outfielders on the roster. 2 6'4" guys in the corner outfield positions for Kannapolis tonight. Bailey and Logan Glass, 2-2, cut of the miss for strike three. And Carlos Calderon has struck out the side here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Here in Kannapolis, we're through six. Ballers trail 4-2 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballer, 6'2", 212-pound righty, 24 years of age, from Jacksonville, Florida. Product of St. Mary's College of Maryland, acquired as a free agent in 2022. It's Bowen Plagey on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here, as Plagey making his third appearance of the year. As time is called, and it'll be a pitch clock violation on Bowen Plagey. 1-0 count now on Jackson Hallmark to lead things off here in this top of the seventh inning. Plagey on the bump delivers his first pitch. It's 1-0 now on Jackson Hallmark. Bowen Plagey, sinker, slider, changeup is his repertoire. Working with a four-seam, he says. However, he's still very much working on it. Pitches outside, 3-0 now the count on Jackson Hallmark. Time called. Ivan Gonzalez is going to come chat with Bowen Plagey. So far, so good for Bowen Plagey in his previous two outings as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. 0-0 with a 0 ERA. 3 1/3 innings. 2 walks. 6 punchouts for Bowen Plagey. 3-0 count now on Jackson Hallmark. Yuris Ramirez. Leo's Danny Molina following in order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 3-0. Fastball in there called strike one at 91 miles an hour on the radar gun. Move it now 3-1 on Jackson Hallmark. 0-1 of the night, lined out in the first and walked in the third. 3-1. Another fastball missed inside, ball four. It's a leadoff walk for Jackson Hallmark here, as it's his second walk of the night for the leadoff batter at Hallmark. Yuris Ramirez will now dig in. 0-2 on the night with 2 strikeouts. He was also plunked in the fifth inning. Yuris Ramirez hit by a pitch back in the fifth. Tyson Messer ended up plunking him in the head. Pitch swung on, fouled back. We'll do it at 0-1 now on Yuris Ramirez. Bowen Plagey, St. Mary's College of Maryland product, also a former Auburn Tiger. In the SEC is Bowen Plagey. Jacksonville, Florida native. They got some good food down in Jacksonville. Went there about a year and a half ago for a football game. 0-1 outside, 1-1 now your count. Obviously, you know I'm a huge Dolphins guy. Went down and saw the Dolphins play the Jaguars in the middle of the 2020 COVID-riddled NFL season. It was 25% capacity for that game in Jacksonville. By far the strangest sporting event I've ever attended. 1-1 outside, 2-1 is now your count. Very thankful for full capacity fans being back here at Atrium Health Ballpark and across the country. It's a great thing to see packed houses again. It's a great thing to have a packed house here tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch lifted high and foul. We'll do it again now at 2-2 on Yuris Ramirez. Heads up above section 101 down the right field line. 2-2 now your count. Runner at first is Jackson Hallmark. Reached on a walk back in the seventh inning. Plagey on the bump. 2-2 on the way. Check swing. He did not go around, though, did Ramirez. Count will now run full. Wind slowly blowing out to left field. It was blowing in from right in BP. And we're now slightly blowing out to left. Runner going on the 3-2. Swung on and tapped foul into the Fayetteville Woodpeckers dugout down the third base line. Another full count on the way for Yuris Ramirez. Ballers took a 2-0 lead after two innings thanks to RBI singles from Colson Montgomery and Ivan Gonzalez. However, since then, Fayetteville's been able to put some runs on the board. 3-2 outside, ball four. Now two straight walks to begin the outing for a Bowen Plagey. Now Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, will dig in for Fayetteville. John Eli, pitching coach for Kannapolis, will come out and chat with Bowen Plagey. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop. He's got a home run tonight. It was a two-run shot back in the fifth inning. He also had a pop out back in the third and a single in the first. He stole a bag as well. Meeting adjourned by John Eli. Now Eli coming over and starting to bark at the home plate umpire. No action being taken by home plate umpire in Shea Graham. However, it was of note. Third mound visit of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's now 2-1, nobody out for Leo's Danny Molina. Bowen Plagey, two straight walks. See if he can get out of this jam here. First pitch from Plagey in there called strike. 192 mile an hour sinker ball from the former Auburn Tiger. Again, sinker, slider, changeup for Bowen Plagey. 0-1 count, delivered to the plate. Swung and a miss by Leo's Danny Molina. 81 mile an hour on a slider, it looked like up here. 0-2, now your count. Looks like a Fronder Veras is starting to get warm in the dugout for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, one of the bullpen pitchers. 0-2. Pitch in the dirt, picked out by Gonzalez. Keeps it in front of him, does a good job of that. We'll have another pitch at 1-2 on the way for Leo's Danny Molina. Straightaway defensive setup for the ballers here with 1-2 count. Nobody out on Molina. He's already got a home run in tonight's ball game. Pitch to the plate, swung on, tapped foul by Molina. 1-2 will remain the count. We'll do it again. Approaching 2 hours of game action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We've had some fast games. However, it seems like they've kind of slowed down a little bit here as we are on the top of the seventh inning. Approaching 2 hours. It's been nice, though. 1-2. That's nice. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Bowen Plagey picks up a strikeout here with 2-1 and now 1 out. Leo's Danny Molina down swinging for out number 1. Quincy Hamilton, right fielder, will dig in now. Hamilton, the right fielder, walked back in the first inning. Hit by a pitch in the fourth and popped out in the fifth. An eventful night for Quincy Hamilton, one of the better hitters in the Carolina League, certainly the best hitter in the lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and manager Joe Thon. Slider low and outside on Hamilton, 1-0, now your count. From Plagey in there called strike one. Nice sinker ball from Bowen Plagey. 1-1 count now on Quincy Hamilton. Still a great crowd holding on here at Atrium Health Ballpark, enjoying a great night. 1-1 is outside, 2-1. Now your count. Quincy Hamilton, listed at 5'10", 190 pounds. 23 years of age, had a home run in last night's ball game, as well as two RBIs. Currently on a six-game hit streak. Pitch is outside, 3-1 now your count. Bowen Plagey struggling to find the strike zone here. Hamilton, one of two Woodpeckers, hit safely in each of Fayetteville's first five games. The other one being Leo's Danny Molina, who just struck out. 3-1, outside, ball four. Quincy Hamilton will take a free pass. It's now three walks this inning for Bowen Plagey. Bases are chucked full of Peckers, and now he'll bring up Tyler Whitaker, the third baseman. One out in the top of the seventh inning. Fayetteville already leading 4-2 here in this one. As mound visit, now Ivan Gonzalez is going to come out and chat with Bowen Plagey. Full count and just one out. Looks like Christian Edwards is going to be the arm that starts to get loose out in the pen. Shedwards, as they call him in the biz, will start to get loose. Plagey will deliver the pitch. Fastball just low to Tyler Whitaker. 1-0, now your count. Tyler Whitaker, team leader in strikeouts, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, sitting at over 60 on the year. Las Vegas, Nevada native, still one of the top prospects in the system. Pitch low now, 2-0 the count on Whitaker. Tyler Whitaker, younger brother James, actually a freshman pitcher at Bishop Gorman out in Las Vegas. James Whitaker already throwing over 90 miles an hour as a freshman in high school. Good grief. That's some serious gas. Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. 2-0 fastball inside. 3-0 now the count on Tyler Whitaker. Alma mater is Joey Gallo out in Bishop Gorman High School. He's not too shabby. Tyler Whitaker actually also pitched, but he also did bat .508 with five homers in 18 games for Bishop Gorman. 3-0 is inside, ball four. It's a leadoff, not a leadoff, a bases-loaded walk now for Bowen Plagey. There'll be another run across the board for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Scoring is Jackson Hallmark. It's been four free passes here in this inning for Bowen Plagey. Tyler Whitaker with a free pass. Hamilton moves to second. Yuris Ramirez at third. Victor Mascai will now dig in with one out, and the bases chucked full of Peckers. Pitch inside, 1-0 now your count on Victor Mascai. 0-2 in the night, two strikeouts. He did draw a walk, though, in the fourth inning. 1-0 to the plate. Outside, 2-0 now your count. It's now six straight balls issued by Bowen Plagey. He pitched in the SEC. I'm sure he knows what they did at Texas A&M and all the other college town baseball schools. 2-0 now, 3-0 inside, 3-0 now your count. It's now seven straight balls. Thankfully, we've not heard any of the chants quite yet, but Bowen Plagey really having difficulty finding the strike zone. 3-0. Low and outside, ball four. It'll be another free pass issue. That's now five walks in the inning for Bowen Plagey. Victor Mascai takes a free pass. Scoring on the play is Yuris Ramirez. Guillermo Quiroz is going to come out, and that is the end of the night for Bowen Plagey. Arm on the bump will be Christian Edwards. He'll return, and that'll be the end of the Bowen Plagey's night on the bump. New arm on the way. Get you all the details in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers down their fourth different pitcher of the night. 6'3", 205-pound righty, 23 years of age, 11th round pick in 2020. It's Christian Edwards on the bump. Columbia, South Carolina native. Pitch is low and outside. 1-0 the count now on Miguel Palma. Bowen Plegge departs tonight's ball game. It was definitely not his night on the bump, as he goes a third of an inning, two runs, no hits, five walks, one strikeout. Christian Edwards again on the bump. Pitch up and inside, 2-0 now the count on Miguel Palma. Annapolis Cannon Ballers pitching staff just unable to find the strike zone so far near this seventh inning. Edwards, 0-1 and 8.59 ERA so far in this season. 2-0 is unloaded on in the center field. Chasing after it is center fielder Misael Gonzalez. He looks up and hits the base of the wall. Scoring will be Hamilton. Whitaker rounding third. He's going to head home. Play at the plate. Sliding will not be Whitaker. He will score. Edwards will recover. And on the throw from Misael Gonzalez, another run will cross the plate. Advancing to second on the play will be Miguel Palma. Going to be a single. And then advancing to second on the play will be Miguel Palma. He'll advance on the throw. So two more runs cross the plate for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That's now 8-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mascai advances to third. So two in scoring position still and just one down for Kennedy Corona. Pitch swung on, fouled off the catcher's mask, and Ivan Gonzalez, 0-1 now your count on Kennedy Corona. 1-for-3 on the night, singled in the second, two flyouts as well. Infield forced to play in for Corona. 0-1 in the dirt, picked out by Gonzalez, 1-1 now your count on Kennedy Corona. Nine-hole man and Freddie Guillamo waiting on deck. It will be the ninth different batter of the inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Leading 8-2 now here in the top of the seventh inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 from Edwards. Fastball upstairs. Count now goes 2-1. Infield shading in. Edwards on the bump. Kennedy Corona at the plate. 2-1 of the way from Edwards. In the dirt, picked out by Gonzalez again. Count now goes 3-1. Edwards appeared back on Tuesday night. 1 3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. So far, unable to continue any success on the bump has Christian Edwards. 3-1. Swung on, lifted high and deep into left field. Benjamin Bailey, warning track. Wall, he looks up and it's out of here. Three-run shot for Kennedy Corona here in this top of the seventh inning. And all of a sudden, this ball game has absolutely gone overboard for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's a three-run shot for Kennedy Corona. 359 feet off the bat. 91-mile-an-hour exit velo. 101 feet up in the air from Kennedy Corona. It was a high fly ball indeed. As Mascai scores, Palma scores, obviously Kennedy Corona scores. Now 11-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trailing big time to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Freddie Guillamo will now dig in. Ninth different batter of the inning and still just one out here in this top of the seventh inning. Giving me flashbacks to last season and multiple games where ballers just couldn't get anything going. First pitch popped up in the infield, caught by Westcath. It'll go down as a P5 for out number two. Back to the top of the order now in Jackson Hallmark. Hallmark 0-for-1 on the night with a line out. He also does have two walks on the evening. So just a clarification as well. Our official scorer has designated a throwing error to Wilmer Sanchez on the Miguel Palma single that allows Palma to advance on the play. Pitch outside, 1-0 now your count on Jackson Hallmark, I should say. There is a throwing error issued to Wilmer Sanchez. 1-0 from Edwards. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 now the count. Edwards, former Jacksonville State righty, fastball, slider, splitter. for Christian Edwards. On the way. Pitch is low and outside. 3-0 now your count on Jackson Hallmark. 8 walks in this ballgame for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on offense. 11 RBIs. 7 hits is all they've needed. 3-0 on the way from Edwards. Fastball up and away, ball 4. And it is Jackson Hallmark's 3rd walk of the evening here in this top of the 7th. He'll bring up the 2-hole man now in Yuris Ramirez. Decent lead at first for Hallmark. Pitch to the plate. Ramirez takes strike 1 on a fastball from Christian Edwards. 0-1 is now your count. A couple of fans still holding on strong here at Atrium Health Ballpark, despite the massive lead that Fayetteville has now grown. 0-1 and Dirt gets past the catcher in Gonzalez. Go down as a wild pitch on Christian Edwards. Hallmark advances to 2nd on the play. Now runner in scoring position and 2 down. 7 runs here in the inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and it's all come on 2 hits. 5 walks in the inning, all from Bowen Plagey. 1-1, lifted high and deep into left field, trailing in the corner. It'll land foul. 1-2 now the count on Yuris Ramirez. Almost had another 2-run shot here in this 7th inning. Book is closed now on Bowen Plagey. 5 runs all earned on 5 walks. 1-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Christian Edwards picks up a swinging strikeout for the 3rd out here in the 7th. And finally, the ballers are out of that miserable top of the 7th inning. We're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers with quite a bit of work to do. The trail 11-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, after a 7-run top of the 7th inning, we're done stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail 11-2 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Wilbur Sanchez, Misael Gonzalez, and Wes Kath do up in the lineup. Sanchez lifts the 0-1 high and foul, 0-2 now the count. Wilbur Sanchez still searching for his first official at-bat of the night. He has gotten two walks in the ballgame this evening. Misael Gonzalez on deck. 0-2 from Calderon. Swung on, chopped up the middle, played by shortstop in Molina. He gets the play, fires over to first. It's not in time. It'll go down as a base hit for Wilber Sanchez here in this bottom of the seventh inning. So Wilber Sanchez is on base with a single. It'll now bring up top of the order in Misael Gonzalez. Misa, 0-2 in the night, hit by a pitch back in the first inning. First pitch from Calderon in there, called strike one. Calderon back out for his fourth inning of action. Sanchez with a infield single. 0-1 from Calderon, swung on and tapped foul by Misa. We'll do it now at 0-2. Wes Kath, third baseman, awaiting on deck. Ballers with a lot of work to do here in this ball game, trailing 11-2 now here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It would be quite a comeback if they were able to come all the way back. 0-2 outside from Calderon. 1-2 now your count on Misael Gonzalez, Bayamo and Puerto Rico native. 12th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. Calderon leading over on the bump. Sanchez is at first base. 1-2 on the way from the mound. Cut on and missed. Misael Gonzalez down on strikes. Four out number one here in the seventh inning. Now to the two-hole man in Wes Kath. Wes Kath 0-3 on the night. He's in trouble here for his 15-game on-base streak. He's trying to make it 16 tonight. However, if he's unable to get here, he might have run out of opportunities. He's 0-3. Calderon, first pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire. Runner at first base in Wilber Sanchez. He'll advance on the play. It's going to go down a passed ball on a Freddy Guillamo. He just lost the ball over there in the area of the batter's boxes. So passed ball allows Wilber Sanchez to advance to second on the play. Guillamo couldn't find the baseball. Kath wiggling the bat. Now the runner in scoring position. 1-0, big swing and a miss from Kath. 1-1, now your count. Colson Montgomery awaiting on deck. La Chispa provides a spark indeed. Wilber Sanchez at second base now. 1-1. Swung and a miss by Kath. 83 on the off-speed pitch. 1-2. Now your count. Wes Kath, 19 years of age. Second round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. Number 6 overall prospect in the White Sox system. 1-2 count. 1 out. Bottom 7, here's the pitch. Swung and a miss. Pitch gets behind the catcher, Guillamo. He's going to retrieve, fire over to first, and throw is in time. Kath is out on a K2-3 for out number two, but La Chispa, Wilber Sanchez, does advance to third on the play. So now a runner on third and two down for Colson Montgomery. It will go down as a wild pitch, KWP, allowing Sanchez to advance to third on the play. Colson cuts on the first pitch, grounder over to second base, making the play to his left is Yuris Ramirez, fires over to first in time for out number three. Well, we're through seven here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail a big time, 11-2 here against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be right back in just a moment. Christian Edwards back out for another inning of action here at the top of the eighth inning. Ballers trail 11-2 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Edwards on the bump, delivers the first pitch to Leo's Danny Molina. Swung on and lifted high and foul. 0-1 is now your count on Molina, the shortstop. He's already got a two-run shot earlier in tonight's ball game. He's now got four homers on the year. Single in the first as well. Popped out in the third, struck out in the seventh. Edwards on the 0-1. In there called strike two and an off-speed pitch. Looked like a splitter off the arm of Christian Edwards. Again, fastball, slider, splitter from Chedwards, as they call him in the biz. 0-2 count on Molina. Pitch to the plate. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Leo's Danny Molina. Two straight strikeouts on the evening. That'll now bring up Quincy Hamilton, the right fielder. Edwards has now picked up two punchouts on his evening. Yuris Ramirez to end the seventh inning. And then Leo's Danny Molina to open up this eighth inning. Quincy Hamilton walked in the first, walked in the seventh, hit by pitch in the fourth, and popped out in the fifth. Pitch inside, 1-0 now the count on Quincy Hamilton. Offensive leader in most categories for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-0 count, one out. Delivery to the plate from Christian Edwards. Check swing at the plate, didn't matter. Called strike one, 1-1 now your count. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman awaiting on deck. He's got a 1-for-3 day. Hamilton, 0-for-1 on his day. Two walks, a hit-by-pitch, and a pop-out. 1-1. Fastball inside, 2-1 now your count on Quincy Hamilton. No arms warming in either bullpen at the moment. Kannapolis Cannonballers so far through four different pitchers tonight. On their fourth one right now in Christian Edwards. 2-1. Swung and a miss by Hamilton. 2-2, now your count. Brooks Gaswine, starter on the bump for Kannapolis tonight, really put together a solid outing. He did struggle a little bit with command, however, found ways to keep the Woodpeckers off the base path for the better half of his outing. 2-2 before that time called. Pitch clock violation, according to our home plate umpire, though, in Shea Graham. It is a pitch clock violation. Count now moves to 2-2 on Quincy Hamilton. 3-2, excuse me, as they did not add the ball on the scoreboard. Count now full on Quincy Hamilton. Was a pitch clock violation. Chedwards on the bump. Full count, one out. Delivery to the plate. Fastball way up and in. Ball four. Edwards draws another walk. It's a one-out walk of Quincy Hamilton. Hamilton now with three walks on the evening. It'll bring up Tyler Whitaker, the third baseman. Kannapolis Cannonballers drawing all kinds of walks for their pitching staff tonight. That's now 10 walks in total among four pitchers. A lot of free passes from the pitching staff tonight. It's cost them big time, especially in that seventh inning. Woodpeckers putting up seven runs. Whitaker now at the dish. Runner on first and one out. Edwards on the bump, not giving up. Pitch is low and away. A 1-0 now your count on Tyler Whitaker. 6 foot, 490 pounds. 11th overall prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Recorded Fayetteville's first triple of 2022 back on April the 16th against the Salem Red Sox. 1-0, wild pitch in the dirt, picked out by Gonzalez. Runner in Hamilton moves up to second on the play. Time now called. John Eli, pitching coach, will come out and chat with Christian Edwards. Still just one out in the inning. He had the double play ball set up. However, now runner in scoring position for Tyler Whitaker. A couple other scores going on from the other games going on in the Carolina League tonight. They're in the bottom of the ninth in Zebulon. Carolina Mudcats trailing 6-3 to the Down East Wood Ducks. Charleston jumping out to an 8-1 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets. Lynchburg takes the lead in the top of the eighth inning over the Salem Red Sox. 9-8 your score in a high-scoring game up at Haley Toyota Field. Delmarva leading the slumping Frednats. 6-4 your score at Arthur Purdue Stadium. Frednats, if the results currently hold, would fall to their fifth straight loss in this season. Columbia and Myrtle Beach tied at 4 in the top of the ninth inning. Quite the game going on down at Segra Park in Columbia. 2-0 from Edwards. Swung on by Whitaker. Lifted high and foul in foul ground. Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, will attempt to make the grab. Ball lands, though, in the seating bowl as someone makes a grab. Nice play over there. 2-0 count now moves 2-1 on Tyler Whitaker. Couple of finals as well going on. Looks like Delmarva has defeated the Fredericksburg Nationals 6-4 up in Delmarva. So now Fredericksburg has dropped five straight. Ballers on a three-game losing streak at the moment. If the results hold, it would be four. 2-1 now, 2-2 on Tyler Whitaker. Fayetteville Woodpeckers have been able to put together a nice little series here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Edwards on the pump. They'll call time. 2-2 now your count. Will remain. Edwards on the pump. 2-2 on the way. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Christian Edwards picks up another punch out here in this eighth inning. It's a swing and a miss from Tyler Whitaker. As Whitaker, the team leader in strikeouts, it's not something you see too rarely from Tyler Whitaker. We'll move now to the left fielder in Victor Mascai, who's got two strikeouts to his name tonight as well. Two walks as well. 0 for 2, two walks, and two punch-outs. Edwards sets on the bump. The righty delivers the pitch. Swung and a missed. 0-1, now your count on Victor Mascai. Listed as a first baseman slash catcher on the roster, provided to us by Andrew Chapman, broadcaster for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who's over to my left a couple of seats. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, picked out by Ivan Gonzalez. We'll move now 1-1. Mascai, 6'2", lefty batter, righty thrower from Marília, Brazil. I definitely butchered that. Apologies up here. Played in 41 games last year for Fayetteville. 7 homers, 23 RBIs. 1-1 from Edwards. Fastball upstairs. 2-1 now your count. 2-for-4, the home run last game for Victor Mascai. Hit his first home run of the season on April the 10th here in Kannapolis. 2-1. Fastball upstairs. Count now goes 3-1. On Victor Mascai. As oh my, we might have for the second appearance on the year a position player pitching. Samuel Polanco has gotten up and is going to start warming up out in the pen. 3-1, lifted in the air into left center field. Center fielder in Misael Gonzalez camps under it and makes the grab. Four out number three. So, no damage done here in the eighth inning. However, the Ballers still with a ton of work to do. Headed to the bottom of the eighth, Ballers trail 11-2 here in Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilfred Veras, DJ Gladney, Ivan Gonzalez, two up here in this spot of the eighth inning. Ballers trailing big time here in this spot of the eighth inning. 11-2 your score. Wilfred Veras digs in. Count now 1-0 from Carlos Calderon. Back out there for another inning of action. Calderon delivers the 1-0 fastball in there, called strike one on Wilfred Veras. 0-2 on the evening is Veras. He did draw a walk into the third, so he extends his on-base streak. 1-1 from Calderon. Low and inside, 2-1, now your count. Calderon at four innings so far. He's got six punch-outs, only the second arm used by Fayetteville tonight. 2-1, swung on a miss by Veras. 2-2, now your count. Four innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, and six punch-outs for Carlos Calderon. We do have Samuel Polanco, who is an infielder for Kannapolis, warming in the pen. 2-2, deep grounder into the hole at short. Throwing to first is not in time. Palma at first base can't make the scoop. Now Wilfred Veras has a base knock here in the bottom of the eighth inning. DJ Gladney will dig in now with one on, nobody out. DJ Gladney, Oak Park, Illinois native. The shiny Adidas cleats showing off the Red Sox as well is Big Red. First pitch in there, called a strike one. 0-1 now, your count on Gladney. Wilfred Veras over at first base with a single here in this bottom of the eighth. Calderon delivers the pitch. Gladney lifts this one high and deep in his center field, but it'll stay in the ballpark. Kennedy Corona camps under it and makes the grab for out number one. A high fly ball from DJ Gladney out to straightaway center field. It'll bring up Ivan Gonzalez now, one on, one out. We're past 2.5 hours of game action now here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ivan Gonzalez digging in. 2-for-3 night with an RBI to the name of Ivan Gonzalez. Calderon's first pitch outside. 1-0 now your count. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder awaiting on deck. 1-0 to the plate. Fastball in there, called strike one. 1-1 now your count on Ivan Gonzalez. Samuel Polanco continuing to warm up out there in the pen. Would be a position player pitching should he enter the top of the ninth inning. Calderon's pitch swung on and tapped foul by Gonzalez. Count will go to 1-2. Still a bunch of fans holding on here at Atrium Health Ballpark, anticipating perhaps the biggest comeback in Kannapolis Cannonballers history. Trailing by 9 runs here at the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-2 from Calderon. In the dirt, gets behind the catcher in Guillamo. It's a wild pitch. Rounding second and staying put at second is Wilfred Veras, advancing on a wild pitch. Now, runner on second in scoring position. Ivan Gonzalez is now with a 2-2 count. Pitch from Calderon, swung on, lifted high and foul over everyone's head. We'll do it again now at 2-2 on Pudgy Light, as they call him down there in the clubhouse. Ivan Gonzalez. Benjamin Bailey is still on deck. Ballers looking to mount a comeback, trailing 11-2. Both sides with 7 hits in the ballgame. 2-2, tap to shortstop, making the play is Molina. Throws to third, runner is safe on the play. It'll be a fielder's choice for Ivan Gonzalez. It is completely a fielder's choice, allowing him to reach base. Why Molina went to third base, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. He did make the play, and Ivan Gonzalez hustles over to first in time. Maybe you wanted to get the lead runner and preserve the lead, but still, you're up by 9 runs. Not quite sure what the thinking was there. From Leo Zanny Molina, however, that's why they call it a fielder's choice. It was completely his choice. 0-1 now at the count. Benjamin Bailey takes strike one from Calderon, who is sitting at just shy of 70 pitches. There is an arm warming in the pen. Looks like it's Jason Schroeder. Pitch gets by the catcher in Guillamo. Ivan Gonzalez will advance to second on a passed ball. So now two in scoring position. 0-2 count on Benjamin Bailey. It is a passed ball on Guillamo. So two in scoring position for Benjamin Bailey, who is 0-3 on the night. However, one swing of the bat could change the tide of this ball game. Calderon on the bump, 0-2. Fastball outside corner, ring him up, got him looking. Benjamin Bailey down looking at strike three for out number two here in the inning. Now Logan Glass, right fielder and eight-hole man, will dig in. Calderon on the bump, sitting at 7 punch-outs. Pitch is upstairs to Glass. We'll move now 1-0 on the Mustang, Oklahoma native. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, ballers still trail big 11-2. Calderon on the bump. Pitch number 74 is low and outside. 2-0 now the count. Looks like Jason Schroeder is still warming up. The Kirkland, Washington native, 22 years of age. Second round pick in 2018 by the Houston Astros. 2-0 count on Glass. Going back to the batting gloves is Logan. 0-2 on the evening. 2-0 now, 2-1. Walk in the second and ground out in the fourth and a strikeout in the sixth inning. Two-one from Calderon, pitch in the dirt, squeezed on by Guillamo. 3-1 now on the way. Calderon on the bump, looking to keep the ballers off the scoreboard here in this eighth inning. 3-1 in there, called strike two. Logan Glass certainly thought that was ball four. However, he'll have to walk back, and now he'll have a full count on the way. Runner on third is Wilfred Veras. At second is Ivan Gonzalez. 3-2. Swing and a miss by Logan Glass for strike three. Carlos Calderon picks up strikeout number eight on his night. Logan Glass down on strikes for out number three here in the eighth. We're through eight, top nine. Head your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Fayetteville leading 11-2 here in this one. Samuel Polanco will take the mound for Kannapolis when we return. Samuel Polanco in the ball game on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch is grooved to center field by Miguel Palma. Misael Gonzalez makes the play. One pitch, and it's one base runner for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the top of the ninth inning. It's a double for Miguel Palma, as now Kennedy Corona will dig in. Samuel Polanco is your arm on the mound. He did pitch once already this season against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Pitch in there called strike one on Kennedy Corona. Polanco does have a zero ERA to his name. In fact, in his one outing against Fredericksburg, he actually struck out a guy in Viandel Pena who had three walks in that ballgame. 0-1 is lifted into center field. Misael Gonzalez camps under and makes the play. Four out number one. It's an F8 in the book for Kennedy Corona. Freddie Guillamo will now dig in. Guillamo digs in. He's 1-for-4 on the night. Polanco will deliver the pitch. Swung on, lifted high and deep into left field. Trailing after it is Bailey. He looks up, and it's on the berm. Home run. A two-run shot. There goes the ZERA for Samuel Polanco. Two-run home run for Freddie Guillamo. It's his third home run of the year, and it gives Fayetteville now a 13-2 lead here in the ninth inning. 374 feet off the bat of Freddie Guillamo, 95 on the exit velo. The ball was up there high in the sky, 138 feet on the home run from Freddie Guillamo. Again, now 13-2, your score. Jackson Hallmark digs in. First pitch swung on and missed by Jackson Hallmark. 0-1 now your count. Polanco only tossing about upper 70s. 0-1 now, 0-2. 0-2 count, one out. Polanco on the mound, 0-2. Fastball outside, 1-2. Now you're counting on it, Jackson Hallmark. Polanco working quickly, wasting no time. 1-2, swung on, liner to second base. Wilbur Sanchez makes a grab. Four out, number two. It's a L4 in the book for Jackson Hallmark. He is 0-for-2 with three walks on the night. Does finish Hallmark. And now be at Yuris Ramirez. Two up for Fayetteville. Polanco's first pitch is inside. 1-0 now the count. Polanco not even really worried about the pitch clock. He's working about the speed the Rhett Koba was in yesterday's ball game for Fayetteville. Pitch outside, 2-0 now the count. I mean, Rhett Koba yesterday was working at lightning speed. 2-0, swung on and missed on an off-speed pitch by Polanco. 2-1 now your count. Little 71-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. He's laughing out there on the mound is Samuel Polanco. 2-1 in the dirt. Ivan Gonzalez can't corral it. 3-1 now the count on Yuris Ramirez. Again, position player pitching is Samuel Polanco. Fifth different arm used by Kannapolis in tonight's ballgame. 3-1 on the way. Swung on, lifted high in shallow center field. Wilbur Sanchez will drift backwards to second baseman. He'll camp under it and make the grab. Four out, number three. It's a P4 in the book for Yuris Ramirez here in the top of the ninth inning. Well, Samuel Polanco gets through another inning of action. He does allow a two-run home run from Freddie Guillamo, but it's 13-2. Here in Kannapolis, Woodpeckers lead the Ballers 13-2 here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, last hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing at 13-2. It'll be Wilbur Sanchez, Misael Gonzalez, and Wes Kath here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Sanchez will dig in. He's 1-for-1 on the day with a single back in the seventh inning is Wilbur Sanchez. New arm on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6'2", 296-pound righty from Kirkland, Washington. It's Jason Schroeder. Pitch is in the dirt, bounces by the catcher in Guillamo. 1-0 now your count on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Again, Misael Gonzalez on deck, Wes Kath in the hole. Wes Kath 0-for-4 on the day. He has not reached base yet. Kath will get an opportunity to extend his on-base streak. Risks losing it tonight at 15 consecutive games. 1-0 from Schroeder. Pitch is upstairs, 2-0 now the count on Wilbur Sanchez. Schroeder on the bump for Fayetteville. Third different pitcher used by Joe Thon and the Woodpeckers tonight. 22-year-old. Started last year with the Woodpeckers. Ended up actually in Asheville as well. Excuse me, no he did not. He spent all last year with the Woodpeckers. 2-2 record, 9.06 ERA. Pitch outside, 3-0 now on Wilbur Sanchez. He's actually sent down to the Florida Complex League Astros. Sanchez backs away, three, now four balls in a row. Wilbur Sanchez takes a free pass here to begin the bottom of the ninth inning. It all starts with a walk, folks. Rome was not built in a day. Misael Gonzalez, top of the order, will now dig in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Jason Schroeder, not a guy that gives up a home run. He's only given up three home runs in over 107 minor league baseball pitched innings. Pitch in there called strike one on Misael Gonzalez. Just over 107 innings in his career is Jason Schroeder. He's only allowed three home runs. However, he walks quite a few guys. He's already at 128. Check swing, fouled off. We'll do it again now at 0-2 on Misa. Jason Schroeder suffered the loss on opening night here at Atriemouth Ballpark back on April the 8th in a 6-5 loss for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Earned his first save in the minors against these Kannapolis Cannonballers back on April 28th. Pitch gets behind Guillamo. Wild pitch will allow Wilbur Sanchez to advance on the play. Now runner in scoring position for Misa. Wes Kath awaiting on deck here in this bottom ninth inning. Ballers looking to mount the biggest comeback in Cannonballers history. Trailing 13-2 here in the bottom of the ninth to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Schroeder on the bump, runner in scoring position. Schroeder will kick and deliver the pitch. Swung and a miss by Misael Gonzalez down on strikes. Four out number one here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Wes Kath will now dig in. 0-for-4 on the day. He has an opportunity here to extend his on-base streak. It's sitting at 15 games at the moment. If he's unable to find a way on base here, he would drop that 15-game on-base streak. Pitch from Schroeder in the dirt, picked out by Guillamo. 1-0 now your count. Colson Montgomery awaiting on deck. La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez is at second base. Jason Schroeder last time out back on May 15th against the Carolina Mudcats. Just one-third of an inning, one hit, three runs all earned, and four walks. Kath swings and misses, 1-1 now the count. Last time against the Ballers, two innings, he did get the save. One hit, one run, one walk, and three punch-outs. 1-1 from Schroeder. Pitch in there, fastball, 92 miles an hour. Now 1-2 the count. Wes Kath on a 1-2 count. Big spot here. Schroeder delivers the pitch. Fastball inside. 2-2 now the count now on the Scottsdale, Arizona native. Schroeder sitting at a 10.24 ERA. He is 0-3 on the year. Is Schroeder. Right Pitch swung and a miss by Kath. 2-2. He's down on strikes for strike number three here in the bottom nine. Two outs now. Colston Montgomery, final hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wes Kath, 0 for 5. Four punchouts on the night now. Colston Montgomery will now dig in. Runner on second is Wilbur Sanchez. Montgomery wiggled the bat over his left shoulder. Schroeder on the bump, delivers the first pitch fastball. In there called strike one. 93 on the radar gun from Jason Schroeder. Draft in the second round, 66th overall in 2018 by the Houston Astros. Montgomery cuts on the 0-1, grounded over to second base. Leo's Danny Molina makes the play, fires over to first in time. Four out number three, and that's your ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. Final score, Ballers lose this one big, 13-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is the fourth loss in a row for the Kannapolis Cannonballers against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So Fayetteville takes the series with the victory tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll get to take a quick look here at some of the notable performances for both sides. Won't spend a ton of time on it, as it was not exactly the best of nights for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A notable performance, though, Colston Montgomery, 2 for 4 with an RBI, does pick up an RBI single in the first inning. He does get another multi-hit game, his 7th one of the year. He does lead the team in multi-hit nights with 7. Ivan Gonzalez, 2 for 4 with an RBI as well. RBI single back in the second inning for Ivan Gonzalez, picking up the only two RBIs on the night are Ivan Gonzalez and Colston Montgomery. On the bump, the only performance that I can sit here and honestly say was a good one is starter Brooks Goswine. 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 3 walks, 4 punchouts for Goswine. He does lower his ERA for the 5th consecutive start. Messer, 2 innings, 1 hit, 2 runs, no walks, and 2 punchouts. Messer with a good night, I'd say, actually, as well. 2 innings, no walks, which that's something, honestly, Tyson Messer has been struggling with. So to go with 2 innings and no walks is fantastic. Plagy, not the night he wanted. An inning, not even an inning, just a third of an inning. No hits, 5 runs all earned. Came on 5 walks and 1 strikeout. Edwards, 1 2/3 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Samuel Polanco comes in, an inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, no walks, no punchouts. Those are your arms on the bump for Kannapolis. Again, final score 13-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. On the other side, Fayetteville Woodpeckers advancing now to another win. It's their 4th consecutive win here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They now move to 16-21. In the Carolina League South Division. Hallmark 0 for 3 with 3 walks on the night. Molina 2 for 5, the home run, 2 RBIs on the evening. Whitaker 1 for 4 with an RBI. Mr. Mascai 0 for 3 with an RBI. 2 for 4 night with 3 RBIs. Each for Kennedy Corona and Miguel Palma. Corona 2 for 5 with 3 RBIs. And Freddie Guillamo 2 for 5 with 3 RBIs. The bottom third of the lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers combining for 9 RBIs. 3 pitchers for Fayetteville tonight. Shea Berry, 3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 3 walks and 4 punchouts. Calderon, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk and 8 punchouts. Schroeder, 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. Again, final score tonight. Ballers drop this one 13-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A tough one indeed for Kannapolis, but they'll look to rebound tomorrow night in the 5th of 6 matchups here on a wonderful Saturday evening matchup. 6:30 first pitch. We'll see y'all here at Atrium Health Ballpark hopefully tomorrow. Saturday night, 6:30 first pitch. Cole Seamus will get the start for the Ballers, 1-1 with 3.00 ERA against the top prospect in the Houston Astros organization that is on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers roster. It would be Alex Santos, New York native, 0-2 with a 4.50 ERA. Again, final score tonight. Fayetteville takes this one at 13-2 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, from all of us here in the press box, in the broadcast booth, and from everyone here in the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Dan Helody saying thank you for always tuning in here on MILB.TV, as well as the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. I'll leave you as I always do, folks. So, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, as always, have a blast. Again, your final score tonight, 13-2. Fayetteville takes this one. Still plenty of baseball left in the season, folks. Until next time, have a great one, everyone.